If there's one country in the world that embodies movement, it's Brazil, where the 2014 World Cup just kicked off. To check in on one of the world's most important sports events, we turn to a guy who has two obsessions in life, numbers and Brazilian soccer. Alex Belos is an author, journalist, and mathematician. His book, Football, The Brazilian Way of Life, tells the story of how soccer became Brazil's national sport. Alex, welcome to Latino USA. Bom dia, como vai?
Muito bem. Um prazer.
So Alex, you're a hardcore soccer fan and you're also a math blogger. So have you crunched some numbers and do you have any predictions for the World Cup this year?
Well, everyone is saying that Brazil are favorites, and I guess I would have to go with that. But also they're not so much favorite, they're guaranteed to win it.
Well, what about the U.S. team?
I would say that the U.S. team is probably going to struggle.
Is that a nice way of saying we have no chance?
There's not that much chance, really, but, you know, anything can happen.
When we think of Brazil, we think of two things, carnival and football. Can you talk about how football or soccer became Brazil's national sport?
Football came to Brazil in 1894, and it was pretty much just white for the first, say, 10, 20 years. But obviously, all the blacks knew about it, and they would sometimes peer over the walls at the football games, and they just started to copy it. It was only when football stopped being amateur that blacks could really play there, because when football's amateur, the only people who are allowed to play are people who don't need to work, whereas all the blacks needed to work, so they didn't have money. And people realized, no, the fact that Brazil mixes all the races together actually gives us the edge. It makes football a dance of irrational surprises. It gives a kind of improvisation and fun and artistry that no other country has. And the reason for that was this racial mixture.
So flash forward to 2014. The nation of soccer is hosting the World Cup. So what's the mood on the ground in Sao Paulo?
It's really quiet this time. It's quite weird that this is the first time in 64 years that Brazilians are hosting the tournament, and it's almost the least excited they've been.
Are Brazilians turning against their national sport?
There's football, and there is the organization of football. And the organization of football is something which is disliked. The World Cup was supposed to come to Brazil. The idea was that private investment would come, that wonderful stadiums would come, that metros would come, that roads, all this infrastructure. And what's happened? Basically, pretty much nothing has come. And they are angry not just at their own politicians, their own federation, but also at FIFA, the global federation.
What do you think it'll mean for Brazil if they actually get the cup this year, if they take it?
If you've decided that football is your greatest symbol of your national identity, it really is an affirmation of that decision to make it your symbol when you win it. If Brazil lose, I think there will be sadness, but actually what this will be remembered will be the cup of the anger. You know, this idea that people have sort of stealing from us, they're not actually giving to us.
Alex, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Alex Belos is a journalist and math blogger for The Guardian. He joined us from Sao Paulo, Brazil.